Ches, Sif Gimel. Talisos Ketanim Shalono Shanochi Noigim Lubosh. Our Bishain Behem Ituf, Yotzim and Yedei Chavasitzis. So even though we do not do a process of Ituf, but the Meister, you're still Yotzim and Mitzvitzis, assuming that they have the shear. Mishabur will talk about how large the shear is. It doesn't say Ituf is anywhere in the Torah. It just says the point of Asher Yechasibo. So Chazal shows the language of Ituf because that was the best way you could say the person's mechusa with it. But really, anywhere you're mechusa with it will be sufficient. And the truth is, though, when you put them on, it would make sense. It would be preferable to do an act of Ituf. You take the width of the talus across your height. And to wrap himself in it. She should do an act of Ituf on a talus katan, preferably also. And actually, the gro holds, you make the bracha of Lisate Basitzis on your talus katan also. But obviously, it's only relevant if you have the shear. So the Mishabura Sukhanehe, Talisos Katanim. It has to be large enough that a younger person would cover the majority of the person. Mishabur later on will talk about exactly what the shear is, what these considered a level of a garment where people would be comfortable wearing. And that's, we'll see what the shear is. We've got the Tezayin, Mishabur has a long Mishabur, how big the shear, exactly what the shear is. Yotzim Behen, why is that? Even though you don't do Ituf, the Idna called Ksu Shalonu, they're Kisuhe. All of our garments, they're covering us. Ituf, we don't usually do Ituf, which is the wrapping around. We just cover ourselves with supposed to wrapping. So that's sufficient. Never the Torah's language is Asher Yechasibot, it doesn't say Asher Yisatevbot. So, but it is preferable a person should do ituf. Ma'utav kadei lots is nami das asarvim divina dafka ituf. There is an opinion which requires ituf, and so even the Shulchan Aruch is coming to Paskin not like that opinion. He's saying, but if you have an option, you should do so. And you could do Ituf. Now, when near the Noigim shall have worked Klal al Talis Katan, excuse me, the Hanoigim shall have worked Klal al Talis Katan, Rak Pachim as the Bibirchus of Talis Katal, and Sir Klal is at the boy, Ryan Milgiram and Birakro. Their argument is that the whole reason why we do Ituf is to be able to facilitate saying the Bracha. You're going to be saying the Bracha on your Talis Katal, and being Moitzi your Talis Katan. So if that's the situation that you're going to be doing, that you're going to be saying the bracha on the talus gadol and be moitzi the talus katan, you're going to be doing ituf on the talus gadol. There's no need to say do ituf on the talus katan. You just put it on, and later on you do that, and that would be sufficient. So, at the moment you put it on, you want to do an act of ituf. As long as there is an act of ituf at that point in time, afterwards it's not a problem. Okay. Now, when he says, okay, Sif Dalad, Maxer stay sitzios lefonov, v'shtayim l'acharov, k'dei shehei mesuva b'mitzvahs. So here he tells me the reason why we put two sitzes in front, two sitzes in back, is simply because this way a person is surrounded by mitzvahs in front and back. We'll see later on in Simon, I think it's at the end of Simon Yod Aleph, that he brings a shita which holds it could be that betzim nikur din of lefonov me'acharov is ma'akev. That's one of the reasons why he discusses it. Why don't we put sitzes on a scarf? Scarf has four corners, right? And some of the scarves, even though we wear it folded over, but if you open it up, some of the scarves are close to the shear. Depending how you define what the shear is, Mishabur being later on Tezayin, the shear which says that it has to be 3/4 of an amma wide. 3/4 of an amma wide is not so large. You can have a towel, you can have a scarf which is 14 inches wide. That's 3/4 of an amma. So it's definitely long enough. So he says, they apparently had Mitzrayim, starting off what he said in the Beis Yosef, he brings over there, this question was, apparently Mitzrayim, there was a common, people would wear this type of a garment around their neck and the hanging down the front. And they didn't put tzitzis in it. He tries to explain why was that so. This is the Beis Yosef. And he says that since the din of tzitzis, it has to be lefanov la'acharov, and they always wear all but lefanov, but there's no chiyuv tzitzis. So that would be the hesber. He says that it's a limud zchus. He's mustupik about it. But he says possibly that's a limud zchus. That the derech of that what the Torah meant was that there's tzitzis lefanov la'acharov. So it's not just all this time, but it's nice to be muhurim, but mustupik of mitzvahs. It's mikir adin. So it comes out a fascinating thing because we mentioned already once, so these reform talis, which they wear in front as a scarf, like according to the Mishnah, it's bedafka, not chayiv and tzitzis, it's a way to wear it, bedafka, not to be yetzer mitzvah. That's we'll see more when we get there. Okay, so now, so the Mishnah Nogal, it's a cut and test. Nogal asks, Torah, Mechatichas, Meshi, the Simon, Shais, and Tzitzis, Shalafanav, Yulay, Lamafanav, Kemashem, and Chazal. So this is an interesting idea. So he brings over here, there's a chazal, which is Keresh, Shazacha, Betzofen, Yiloil, and Betzofen. So when they built, when they made the Mishkan, the Gemara says that they put where was Kaisif at the Mishkan? Right? Where was Kaisif at the Mishkan? So the Gemara says the Kaisif was at the Mishkan because they would make markings on the Kroshim to know which Keresh goes next to which one. Now they all were exactly the same, except for the corner ones. They were all exactly the same. There's really no problem. So it says, Keresh is Zachar B'Tzofen, Lelem Yeh B'Tzofen. If it was Zachar to be in one side, so it was always to be placed on that side. Which side is the most kosher? But sides, so you Pashi would say Marv is the most kosher, where the Shekhinah was. It says Tzofen also had the Mila. The menorah is there. So we see there's a musig that if there's a certain Mila and a certain Malkum. Once you got that schus, you remain with that schus always. So he wants to suggest that the tzitzis which are lefanov have a certain chashivas. The lefanov always is more chashiv than the acharov. So the tzitzis which are always lefanov should be lefanov. So how do we mark that? We put some type of a Torah on the talis. That's why the minig started to put a Torah was in order to address this issue to know which side of the talis is up, which side of the talis is down, and how it goes. But he brings Kisi Arizal, Kosev Shalahoy Arizal, Machbet Alzeh, which is why Lubavitcher Talesim don't have an Atar on them.
You can tell which is the front.
I understand, but the point is, but they Betzim are not Machbet on top, front, back, top, and bottom. They're not Machbet. So there's no reason to make an Atar. So you don't know why you make an Atar. This is why this is the Makor for making an Atar.
Talis cotton could be a challenge.
A talus cotton could be a challenge, really, but you should
be. You are makbet.
You should be makbet. I mean, for us, which we're makbet, you should be makbet a talus cotton also to keep the front ones in front and the back ones in back. So, I mean, so I used to just put a, put an F in for front, and you're allowed to write on it.
Don't you have those racing stripes in the front?
I mean, well, some have.
They don't have them in the back. I don't know.
Some have them in the back.
I'm not a big fan of the racing stripes. So, but I'm saying, they have it only in the front?
Some do.
Some of them have it in the back as well.
Yeah. Then now you realize it's always this guy coming, why don't we just put it in the back also? Look nicer, thank you very much,
But now you don't know the front.
Right, now you know the front and back. Okay. Sif, hey, Mevorach Lisatev Bitzitzis. So the broch is Lisatev Bitzitzis. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah about that. The correct way to pronounce the broch of Bitzitzis. Okay. If Shema Yishlasha Misatim Betalis Kaachas Pirish Bepamachas. There's a few people all about to wrap themselves on the talis at one time. So Kulam Mavorach. It means to make their own bracha. Bimrotzu Echem Mavorach Vacherim Yano Amen. You could either each one could say their own, which would be, or one could be might see the other ones, and they would be yotze and say Amen. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Bitzitzis. So Mishnah Berurah says Sifkat Yud B'Shua Tachas Abeis. Mishnah Berurah, which is a Magen Avraham, so he tells you Roy Bachranim. If you look at the Shartin, he tells you Roy Bachranim. If you look at your the Kitzur Shacharit, Kitzur Shacharit says you say Batzitzis, right? with the pata. Like
the art scroll, those the machria on this, what do they say?
The art scroll actually, I think, has ba. Which is interesting that Shigol Keneged, if I call correctly, not like the Mishnah Berurah. So when I tell you, I don't really understand the Machlokes. You know, so I mean, Ba means Beha, right? The patach under the base is equivalent to saying there was a Hey Yadir, that there was a definite article and saying that the tzitzis. Now there's no the tzitzis. There is a mitzvah to be misatav in tzitzis. You're supposed to be mitzayit. So Elamai means, the ba means, in the mitzvah the Torah said to tell you to do tzitzis. So I think that's what they know, that's what they're understanding. But the Mishnah Berurah brings that. So the ba says the correct gersa is ba tzitzis, and the Magen Avraham and others argue, I know the correct gersa is bit tzitzis, the Magen Avraham says the Machriya. In general, Mishnah Berurah, when he comes to these things, follows the Magen Avraham. Yeah, most times he will follow the Magen Avraham. Any type of things, so he says the correct nusach bracha is bit tzitzis. You're supposed to be mizatim in tzitzis or with tzitzis. Okay, so now you're cutting your aleph. What does it say over there? Ba, right?
I was looking. Maybe he has.
Of course,
a comment,
all the storim say mizatim.
He doesn't. So he doesn't say anything about it.
Rabbi Lapa Yansky Seder says bit tzitzis.
Does Yeah. Seder just Rabbi Yansky use it?
I think most of the majority of Siddurim say Ba.
I don't know.
What Siddur does Rabbi Lipiansky use?
Elias Elio. Yeah. Yeah. Yudal Batalis. What in Matrilin Machobrichas and Mitzvah? So this is relevant not only to Talis, but any one of the Mitzvahs we have multiple people doing at the same time. So they're doing a Ka'achas, Pirish, Kol Echad, Mizate, Batalis, Meyuchad. Doesn't mean they're all wrapping themselves up with one mitzvah. That he's just clarifying. Don't they're all doing the mitzvah together? Doesn't mean they're all doing it literally together. The more talks about Rehuda Beloy's generation, they had six people being miskasa b'talas achas. We're not referring to that over here, right? They're all doing their own personal act of each at the same time. Now he says at the same time over here means lafuhe lacha kadei diber the brichosu davi hefsik. There should not be a time lapse. They're all doing it mamish at the same time. Circlecha the brach laatzim around the kolamim siman reishvav sif gimel. So the halacha is when a person makes a bracha, you should not have any time lapse between you when you say the bracha and you do the action the bracha is going on, the food that you're eating or the mitzvah that you're doing. There shouldn't be any time lapse at chachila. So I know that I'm not ready yet and he's ready. So then I should not be yotze with him because I'm not really ready yet. I'm still a step behind, etc. So that I should definitely not be yotze with him. But we're assuming that we're all ready to go at the exact same moment. So then they could each one could say their own. V'im rotzu. Now, miloshin zeh mashma l'doyse toyim shekulam yivorchu. The language of the Shulchan Aruch seems to say like this. Really, each one should say their own. If you want, you can do it all. One can do it for everybody else. That's the language way the Shulchan Aruch presents it. The truth is, Adarab, the opposite should be true. We know there's a general concept of doing it together as a tzibur is considered more greater praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you doubt it. So that should be the preferred way of doing it. We don't do it together like that because we're not already usually ready to go together like that. Therefore, but to say that the individually is better, that's not mistar, that's not really true. We do it individually, but really we would have preferred the other way. Maybe the reason why we don't rely on Revam is because that requires everybody being aware to focus, etc. That maybe that's a difficult thing. I remember the picture my Rebbe used. This goes back in 1975. So he was talking about the right way to we certain things we do with a certain gevaldige kavod, shofar, right? You have it's better 500 people over there. The Baltikia gets up there and he says, Baruch! Everybody has to scream out Amen. Everybody answers Amen. Right? And then, well, he says, L'chor, really, at 7:25 every morning, we should have the whole base matter standing like this, with the tefillin. And the Baal tefillin is up on the Ahmed, and he screams out, Baruch! And everybody says, Amen! And they put on the tefillin. What's the difference? The tefillin is less chashuv than shofar. Right?
You put on tefillin once a year, you would have the same thing.
I understand, right?
So it's frequency.
I understand, but the point he's saying is...
Well, God said that if you said Asher Yatzar once a year... And called Nidre night, and you said called Nidre every day. You went to the bathroom.
I don't know if that's true. That's the point I'm saying is that really there's a picture of the way it's supposed to look like, and we're not there. Right? But his point was this concept of Rebbe Hamzvach. That would be the picture. In other words, we try and do those if when we can. We would like to be able to do those things. You know, it'd be an interesting exercise. Like once a year, we try to do like our tefillin like that. You know, once a year, trying to create that mimet of the way tefillin should be put on properly in the morning. How much do you have to pay people to come? Okay, Echem Revorich, Umoitzis Achirim. So now, you can invite to them. Afilohem Bekiim, even though they are Bekiim and they're able to do it on their own. They can still be yotz with him. We need kavana of both parties, the one who's saying the bracha and one who's hearing the bracha, to be yotz. We also mean that furthermore, he already was yotz in the mitzvah. He's not putting on tzitzis right now. I can be yotz to somebody else with the bracha if necessary. I have a din of arvus. That for me to be much to you, when you can make the bracha on your own, and I'm not doing the mitzvah anyway, somebody just be much to you, do it yourself. Why am I saying it for you? If you can't do it, I have a mitzvah to help you. I have the arvus which allows me to say the bracha, even though I'm not doing the mitzvah, to help you do the mitzvah. But if you can do it yourself, I have no arvus, I have no responsibility, just do it yourself. So then you shouldn't do it in that situation. We'll see later on. There's a discussion whether you make a shechiyano on a new talis. And here's the question: Batsim, you don't make a shechiyano on a chevis or mitzvah. Because mitzvah of lahanas. No, it's not. It's even though we're excited about it, but that's not. You know, Chazal touched up the mitzvah of lahanas. No, that's not considered a hanah. The mitzvah of shechiyano was something that you're doing it for your personal hanah. The one exception being a talus, theoretically, because a talus was a garment, really.
Exactly.
It's not the mitzvah isn't the talus, the mitzvah is the tzitzis. Right? So I got a new talus, right? So theoretically, it's like I got a new jacket, I got a new suit, so I make a shechiyano, my suit, I got a new garment. Right? On the other hand, since nowadays we use it with tzarech mitzvah, we don't use it in any other situation other than mitzvah. So that's the discussion later on. He brings it. Someone say we don't say shechiyano on a talus nowadays because for us a talus really just ends up being an element of a chayvet shal mitzvah. So that's the discussion later on. But assuming, let's say that we would assume that you would make a shechiyano on a new talus.
What about a kizel?
What about
arba minim? Right. So that's a chayvet shal mitzvah. So you don't make it. You make a shechiyano on the mitzvah, not on the. We don't make it on the item. You make a shechiyano on many things, but that's the mitzvah. Bereshit allowed us to come to this day to be able to be zeichah to do the mitzvah. I don't make a shechiyano on. I have an esrog, right? Right. Theoretically, if it wasn't an esrog, I went out. You know, I went to the store and I bought $1,000 esrog. Right. It wasn't. There's no such mitzvah of buying an esrog because I love esrogim. So I say zeichah to get an esrog. So I zeichah to buy a diamond ring. I say a shechiyano, right? Right. We'll get to that halacha. A person buys a diamond ring. Right, person buys a piece of jewelry. So the correct of the bracha might be to have a meitiv because you're going to use it for yourself or for somebody else. But theoretically, if I'm buying a very, very expensive watch, I make a shechiyano on it. So an esrog is a very expensive watch. But you don't make a bracha on the shechiyano on the esrog of the fact that I have this item. You're making it on the mitzvah element. Over here, the mitzvah element, I'm doing tzitzis all the time. There's no big chiddush in doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. The chiddush is this new garment. Well, the new garment is only chav shal mitzvah. You don't make a brach on that.
But if you didn't do tzitzis theoretically 30 days, and you bought a new one, we're saying you're not going to make a shechiyano on
this? So we don't make a shechiyano on a mitzvah, which theoretically applies all the time. Just, you know, we haven't done it. We make a shechiyano on a mitzvah, which is bo mizman lazman. Mitzvah which comes at some point in the year. So they say, wow, Baruch Hashem, I made it to this time of the year. So thank you to Kodesh Baruch. I made it again to Sukkot to be able to sit in the Sukkot. So I make a Shekhar Yonah on the Sukkot.
What about a Kittel?
What about a Kittel? Probably would be the same thing. That, you know, since we basically use it along the lines of Kittel. I mean, it's not really Kepsis Shal Mitzvah, but we use it more along the lines of that, you know. I don't know. It's interesting. I'm not really sure.
But a nice tallis is not...
It's an interesting question, the Moshe. How do we deal with the kittel? There's this discussion amongst the Poskim about wearing a kittel into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Since the Maaseh, we're Noyig, not the Ephraim, says, since we're Noyig, only to use it for mitzvah purposes, so that it would be considered to be sorry to wear it into the bathroom. So you should take off your kittel before you go to the bathroom. So we deal with it along the lines of... I once got it, I saw somebody else. There are some people who pass it, not like that. It was once I was in, you know, I remember you Kippur, you go to the bathroom, you take off your towel, take off your kittel, you go to the bathroom. Once I saw a guy walk into the bathroom wearing his kittel. It was like the weirdest thing, you know, like, really, you know?
He probably didn't know.
Wasn't the
lashon
of my
palace
that it's not nachon to enter?
Theoretically, when we walk into we designate only for the purpose of a mitzvah. We do it the kabbat tefila. We don't wear. You ought to go to the bathroom with your dalal kanfus. Your talis katan, you walk in the bathroom.
No, I'm saying talis. Okay.
Right. There's always some etzem of taking in tzitzis. The tzitzis are miyachet, just the tzarech tefila. So we look at it as a chepsa of a baggage of tefila. So wouldn't it be proper to go with to take it in?
That's the reason why we don't have to make a new bracha. We put it on right away after we come out. Whereas tefillin, we do, right?
Correct. So even so, in that situation, we all went out and bought brand new talisim, you know, and we're all it's the first morning and we're ready to put on our talis. So the shechiyon, each person should say to himself. Okay.
Who'd already put on his talis or wasn't putting on a talis could make Lohisatev, but it's a spruch if someone else is putting on a talis and it's making
yes.
The same before.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Amen.
Why could he do that? Just because of
Arvus. Yeah. Yeah, no, Amen.
With Kaddish.
Yeah. After your test. So what's the chiddush? You have to answer Amen. Of course you have to answer Amen. Even though I'm not being yotzi, I have to answer Amen. So this is interesting idea that we have a rule of Shmei Ka'ayna. So Mikra Din Malach is if I'm hearing you, whether I don't respond at all, I'm just listening, I have Shmei Ka'ayna. Right? Aleph. But there's a Gemara, the more talks about this idea that saying Amen is the equivalent of Amira, or more, possibly even more. So I sort of strengthen my act of Shmei Ka'ayna by answering Amen, because then I'm actively saying yes to what you're saying. It's Kilo, I said it. You find that Amen is equivalent of actually saying something. The more talks about it by Shmuel Eidus, right? The person goes, I'm being mashpia you that you know Eidus, that if you know Eidus, you'll testify. And he says Amen. The Lach is equivalent as if he said a Shua, and if he really, the truth is he knew Eidus and he didn't testify, so he's over his Shua and he's Chayav Korban. He didn't say any Shua at all, he said Amen. And it wasn't Shmei Ka'ayna. Is because by you saying Amen, you're saying what you just said is true. That's equivalent to as if you said it yourself. So an Amen adds to Shemei Ka'ayna another mile. It's Kilo, you said it yourself, more than just the Shemei Ka'ayna.
Amen, that he didn't know.
So in the case of Rabbi Yotze, the Kamalkam is it's a right, so Lotzes Barachi of Yotzer, Shemar Bezab Poyol, Shum Miskam and Lotzes Po. We have been able to fill on Amen, Yotze, Kilkamam and Simon Rashid Gimel Sif Beis. So the main is not ma'akev because Shemei Ka'ayna works even without a main, but there is going to be an amayla of saying a main. Another example of this is there's Gemara talks. We'll get the Berachas Agaymol. The Masechta Dershim mentions this example that if a person says, "I'm Bershim, it's so wonderful. I see that you survived your illness, Bershim. Thank you that you're Agaymol this person. You such good time." So I'm saying you're a Gemel for you. I'm saying it's a Gemel for you. I'm not being Moed to you. I have no Das to be Moed to you. If you answer Amen, you're a Gemel. Because you said yes. I agree with this, that the Bershim was Gemel type to me. So there's a case. He wasn't being Mavorach. I'm saying, Gebal the Gebershim, that Bershim, I am seeing you, and I'm so excited. I say, Bershim, Gebal the Gebershim, Hashem, Lekenim, 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 Well, it's a shallow with what he has to say the bracha. Let's say he said the bracha.
Maybe he didn't say the bracha. He wants to, the one who had the good fortune and wants to say the bracha of Shem
Hamachas. Listen, if you have kohen or not to say it, you can say your bracha yourself. The point is the same with the chiddush l'ireya. I can answer amen, and I'm yotze. You had no kohen to be moitzi me. So the point wasn't because kohen shemayim mashmiya. The point was because by saying amen, it's equivalent to saying a bracha. Do you find such a concept?
Does
it finish
also?
It doesn't bring it down by Kiddush like that. I'm not sure. It's something which I I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the denominator there is. Vav. I'll tell Scott and Yochel Lebarach. He's atev. I will be shenem. He's atev. Ella loyv shrei.
Yeah, that's what I said before. That you can make a bracha somewhere after you.
You can make a bracha lisatev on the talskot, even though you're not being satev, you're just being loibishitz. Rishon should work a law of al mitzvah sitzis b'chei noigin mein l'shanas. So then he brings the shiur, says no, that you don't make a bracha lisatev because you might be not being misatev, and that's the minhag of the Ashkenazim mein l'shanas. Okay, tezayin el loibshoy, but bracha he lisatev. Kinusach a bracha kachu kama l'shei b'sukkah. The point is that's a nusach habracha, even though in this specific scenario I'm not being misateh, but the bracha on tzitzis is lizateh, but that's the valid nusach habracha, even though I'm not doing it specifically like that. As an example, if a person goes into the sukkah and he doesn't sit down, he can still say leishev. Well, that's actually more like is whether he could or not. The Rama holds you can't, you have to actually sit. Right? But the Rosh says it, but leishev means to be there in the sukkah.
Isn't there a limitation to Kain Tidar, like that means living in it, not necessarily sitting in
it? That's the Rosh's argument. That's the Rosh's argument. I'm not sure what his marshal to Leishe Besukah is. Vein Lashanas, Yud Zayin. Hana Batalas Kotan, Shalono, Shane Misatvim Boy. If you're not being Misatvim, you should make the Bracha while Mitzah Sitzis. Will be Talas Kotan, Shane Misatvim Boy, Kivavur Besif Gimel, Yechel Chatkil Lavorak Lisatvim.
Maybe he means we don't say Allah Tifas Talas, but we say Lisatvim. Is that what he means?
I was wondering about that possibility, that which it's a valid question.
Maybe the action.
What was the question?
The action is yeshiva, and you're not doing either in both cases.
I'm saying the Rosh explains the reason why we say the bracha leishev because it says v'teshuv kadeshim imrabi, the pasuk says v'teshuv kadeshim. The pasuk describes Klal Yisrael sat in the place called kadesh imrabi. They didn't sit the whole time. It means they dwelled there. So you see, the word teshu doesn't mean physically sitting necessarily. That's how the Rosh explains the word teshu. And the Rambam actually says the word teshu leisheva sukkah. He holds it's bedafka yeshiva. He holds if you don't sit, you're not yotzei. So according to the Rambam Taka, you can't. You have to sit. And according to the Rosh, the reason why you don't have to sit is not because the nusach is leisheva. It's okay. It's because the old leisheva means dwelling. So, but over here, the hizatev means hizatev. You know, what's the sushtel? That's the. I'm not sure exactly. It's exactly what his point is.
In the time of the Gemara, they wouldn't sit when they ate. They ate b'haseva, so it's almost like laying down when they ate. So if they said leisha b'sukkah and then they laid down, that wouldn't be yeshiva either.
Okay, I'm not sure the yeshiva over there means the fuke haseva would be not included in yeshiva in that sense. Okay. Okay. But yeah, when he berach b'chol talis katan lisatev, or he should berach al talis gadol al mitzvah sitzis yotze. Either way, at the end of the day, both of these nuschos work. But that ain't the work. Al talis katan ashiya by akupanim orcher shlishes rivei alma the chol tzad. It has to have at least a shear of 3/4 of an alma. And the whole doesn't count. So you have to have, say, in the back, it has. We'll get to the shoulders. In the back, so it should be 3/4 of an amma deep and 3/4 of an amma wide, and the front also. The area of the whole. So what's the area with the whole? What's with the shoulders? So we'll see later on. There's a chazanish deals with the question of it. There's a concept in halacha of osevir the hagisa vir hagisa mevatole.
Say it again.
also avira the hagisa, va'avira the hagisa, the air on this side and the air on that side is mevatalin. So the Gemara says it in the following scenario. So it's a Gemara in Ervin. So you, the halacha is if you want to be masakin, you want to be masakin your mavui, the opening of the mavui, if it's less than 10 amas wide or less, you can put a lechi and that's sufficient. What do you do if the width opening of the mavui is more than 10 amas? So you can put a tursa pasach. More so, I have a great idea. Let's put a pole in the middle. And now there's an opening from the wall A till the pole of less than 10 amas. And then from the pole to wall B is less than 10 amas. I'll put a lechi in two sides. Where it says, no. What happens is that there's much more airspace on both sides of the pole. So the two airspaces are about to the pole. So you like you don't have a pole there. So you're back to, you have an opening less than 10. It says more, avira the haigisa umavatale. So the Chazon Ish wants to know, is that aloha dafkan hilchas eravim? These type of things. So do I say if the opening in the middle is larger than the shoulder side of cloth? See, he holds halakha l'maisa. You say avir the hagisa, which is the outside of the talus, and avir the hagisa, the hole in the middle, or mevatel the shoulder. So if your shoulder strap is wider than your hole, then it's the other way around. Then the shoulder strap wins, and you mevatel the hole, and the whole thing is considered as if it's full. So if you get a talus where the shoulder strap is wider than the hole, then you have no problem. But if in most of them the opening is greater, larger than the shoulder strap, so you end up with no halachically equivalent of this if there's nothing there. Mm. That's the Chazon Ish's chumrah on that issue.
Is that
most
for the Chazon Ish?
Most
Puskim.
No, so then you have to share a talus katan in the back and the front separately. You can't combine the two sides.
You can't depend on the shoulders.
Right.
In doing so, you only have two sits on each side. I mean, it's like not connected at all? Or?
No, I mean, it's one garment. You know, but halachically, it's not sheer. You have to look at each sheer separately.
In the front and the back. That's what counts. The rest of it doesn't count.
So you measure basically from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
It has to be that the this if you, for the, this talus cotton work, it has to be the sides are mostly open. You know, sometimes you have people have their talus cotton is closed on the sides, partially. It's more like it looks like a shirt. You put the arms through and you have it buttoned down on the side, and then you have at the end it's open, free hanging. It says it should be right, but it should be open. The shear is an amma. Whether he talks about it much more, but Rikas, that the shear is at least so. But he's just throwing it over here. Talking about talus cotton, you should know that before you're making a bracha on talus cotton, it should be the shear. It's also relevant to Rabbi Hilchos Shabbos. If you walk outside of an Erev, you should be wearing a garment which is the shear. You know, so he says the minimum shear is at least 3/4 of an amma, possibly, preferably, an amma.
How many inches is an amma?
So that also that you have to figure out. Also, you'll get a lot. What?
I guess looking at the Mishabura.
Mishabura does not really weigh in anywhere and give you a measurement of how big an amma is. Ramosha made calculations and he came out that an amma is 22 inches. Chazon Ish calculated an amma is almost 24 inches, 23.5 something, 24 inches. And there are other calculators. Rabbi Chaim Noah, who was the major antagonist, however you want to say it, of the Machlokes of being in Shurim, held it was 18 inches. So 3/4 of that would either be somewhere between 13 and a half to 18 inches. Depending on how you calculate.
You get 13 and a half. What?
3/4 of 18.
Oh, it says 3/4 of an amma.
Well, he said it should be at least 3/4 of an amma, right?
Oh, I see.
3/4 of an amma would be 13 and a half. What?
On each side.
On each side, right.
Okay, it's kind of small.
It is pretty small, yeah. That's the one more sif. Zion. Charkla Harvard Chutei Tzitzis Mizamiza. The Chutei Tzitzis should be separated from each other. They should not be one big mumble jumble tied together. Rather, they should be separate. Mr. Breuer says, they should be free hanging. Each hood should be free hanging. We darshan out Chazal now that there's a shear of the mouth of sitzes hanging down. They should be separate sitzes hanging down. Now, if you love the basic, and that's why you spout me the celibatiber. If your tzitzis are really, really, you know, tangled, and by the time you untangle them, you're going to end up losing tefillah b'tzibur. It's a really big mess, you know. It took a long time to figure, or you came really, really late, I guess, one or the other. The shul time was very, very fast. So you're going to miss
tefillah b'tzibur. Or all of the above.
Or all of the above. Kasam Magan Ram Dain Circle Date Bazaar, he holds it that this is not a Machabidi Ebbet. But Vayim Rir Alacha, that. So we'll tailor the Bir Alacha for a second. Kasam Arizal, that Tzitzis is Rosh HaTevis, that the word Tzitzis, it's Tzadik Yafrid Tzitzios of Tomit. So Tzitzis is spelled the first one, more or less the second one, Kasam, and it stands for Tzadik Yafrid. You should constantly make sure that your Tzitzis are all hanging, free hanging. The Bir Alacha that brings it from the Gra. The Gra holds Mikra didn't even mazana zed. They have to be hanging separately. It brings it to the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham held that it was only true bazman that there was tchelis and there was lovin. And there's tchelis and lovin, that had to be they had to be nifrid. The tchelis had to be hanging nifrid from each other. So that's bazman that we don't have that anymore. So then the hanging freely is not ma'akib b'di yevin. But the Gra argues. He brings the other summit also says like the Gra.
Nowadays,
our tzitzis
are very.
I think
they should be
clinging
together.
What do you mean? I mean, the problem is they get all not. They should be each one hanging separately.
They should be like
knotted
together.
Do you mean, you know, they overlap. You know, they get caught in each other or something like that.
Tangled.
Right. Which
came out of the washing machine. Yeah. Are you allowed to put some crazy glue at the knot so it shouldn't open up?
Yes. Ooh, we'll get to that later on.
Mishnah Berurah brings down crazy glue? Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Okay, let's hold it here. So tomorrow night...